The sight of rats trying to find their way through a maze is not an unusual one in a research laboratory. But how about rats whose movements are guided by a scientist with a laptop computer several hundred feet away? According to a report in this week's Nature magazine, researchers at the State University of New York Medical Center in Brooklyn implanted electrical probes into the brains of rats and have trained them to accept remote commands. John Chapin is the principal investigator for the rat study. He joins us. Professor Chapin, first the probes. Where did you put them?
We put three small electrodes into the brain. Two of them were in the somatosensory cortex. That's the area that we feel touch. And the rat feels like he's being touched on either the left or right side of his face when we put a mild electrical stimulus through those electrodes.
So by feeling that stimulus on the right or left-hand side of the face, the rat would then turn in the opposite direction?
By feeling that he's been touched on the left side of the face, we train him to move to the left. And if he's touched on the right side of the face, he's supposed to move to the right. And we train him by rewarding him for doing that. And we provide the reward through another electrode in the medial forebrain bundle of the brain, which is known as the reward center of the brain.
Now, how are these probes connected to the computer?
The rat wears a backpack, which has, one, a small microcontroller, which is used as the brain stimulator. It is controlled by a radio receiver, which receives the instructions from the operator with the laptop computer. We also have a small sugar cube-sized video camera on the backpack and a video transmitter, so we can see sort of the rat's eye view of the world.
So basically, you sit there and steer this rat through the maze?
We steer the rat through the maze, or we steer it through a real earthly environment. We can guide it through different locations on the floor of our laboratory, and later we were able to get the animals to climb things. When you steer the animal in the direction of an obstacle, the animal will go over that obstacle. And we've also found that they could go through nooks and crannies in rubble piles.
So what are these rats then being trained to do? How do they apply all of these exercises to what might be called real life?
Well, since we did find that they're able to negotiate different parts of a rubble pile, we think that we could use them to find, for example, buried people in a collapsed building. And they can be trained to go towards different odors. So we could train the animal to go towards the odor of a human, for example, and to also go towards the sound and sight of a human. They would be probably the only animal or machine that could go down to the level where you could actually find the human. And them being there, they would be able to send back video signals from the person, audio signals, and perhaps establish a two-way communication with the person that's down there.
How soon before that
it'll
comes
be,
into fruition?
What we have to do before that can be done is to really work on how are we going to get radio signals down deep in a rubble pile. However, a radio signal will reach about 11 feet deep into a rubble pile. So if it's not particularly deep, we think that we could do this relatively soon.
You're going to have to put vests on them that say search and rescue.
That's right. Little red or yellow vests so that they know that they're not being attacked.
So what's in it for the rats?
What's in it for the rat is the opportunity to get reward. That would be one thing. I always think that they're just happy to get out of the cage and out into the real world. When we first take rats out of their cage and take them out and let them run in grass, they just love it.
John Chapin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Chapin is the principal investigator for a rat study which appears in this week's Nature magazine. Thank you.